Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 10th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5, Reframing the Commandments, Discovering God's Love Through Obedience. Previously, we heard from John, who emphasized that genuine love for our fellow believers is demonstrated through two actions. First of all, receiving God's love, and then obeying God's commandments. This establishes the vertical relationship, love from God, and then the horizontal relationship, love for others. John underscores the importance of knowing and following the Ten Commandments as part of that changed relationship with God. If you need help with the Ten Commandments, Martin Luther in his small catechism is a good source for helping us understand these Ten Commandments. But the overall message is that our love for others reflects the love we first receive from God and our commitment to living according to God's divine instructions. So let's continue with John from 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. So, what do you think of the commandments? Most people in today's world think that these commandments are burdensome, as John would say here in this verse. Usually, when we think of the commandments, we usually think of laws, and in one essence, they are. But our sinful nature wants to resist laws. We see that even in today's society, as people are resisting all forms of quote-unquote institutions, whether it be from the government to the church, even within the family. But God is saying through John that his laws are not a burden. So what did God mean? What does John mean? As John has been talking about love that first comes down from God to us, and then from us flows to other people, John is saying obeying God and the commandments is the key aspect to this love. So through the Ten Commandments, we see God's love. We see this love first coming down to us. And that's the first three commandments that talk about our relationship with God, and that there is no God, and that we can call upon God's name and he'll listen. And we continue to gather to hear that word of God, and when that word of God is attached to water, bread, and wine. The next set of commandments then focuses our attention to our relationship with others. We first look at our spouse and how God gives us these many gifts so that we should take care of these gifts, and God gives gifts to our neighbors. So we should help protect our neighbor and protect our neighbor's property. All these things are combined with how God wants us to demonstrate his love. So God first gives us his love, showers his love upon us, and then we, in turn, reflect that love, share that love around us. And the Ten Commandments is a beautiful guide to show us how this is done. So the Ten Commandments are not burdensome, but you could say can be used as a way to look at God's love. First of all, that relationship with God, and then that love relationship with our neighbor. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.